Hello, I'm Andy, one of the podcasters for iScience, and I'm here with Alex Gwither, the editor, to ask him about the new issue coming out at the beginning of next term. So, it's coming out early January.
Yep.
What can we expect from this issue?
So this issue is going to be on the morality of science, and it's a really interesting concept. Sort of there are a lot of moral questions that science has started to ask us, especially in the way that we're advancing in science and becoming more powerful with the ability to manipulate nature. We have to be careful in the way we use it. So we've explored different avenues of this, from sort of the pharmaceutical industry in their use of these things called orphan drugs, to this new way of prenatal testing that's been developed, all the way through to things like dual use. There was some research last year into sort of the bird flu virus.
And sorry, this, just to explain dual use.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Dual use dilemma is how sort of research and science can be used for good or evil.
Okay.
So that's sort of
like the Manhattan Project.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
You can either get free nuclear energy or the nuclear bomb.
It all, if it falls into the wrong hands, kind of thing. So we've got that. We've got really interesting reviews of books, as well as some fun things like we have a top six moral dilemmas in inventions from sci-fi movies. It should be a really good issue. We've had some great writers write in, and we're looking forward to getting it out.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to the top six sci-fi inventions.
Yeah, it's a good one. On top of all of these really interesting articles, as always with iScience, we sort of pride ourselves on getting out some really interesting photos and illustrations. And the magazine is looking really good. So
as well as these moral questions around science, are you covering topical science news as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple articles on events which have happened quite recently, which I'm sure people know. We've done a piece looking at the moral issues of Red Bull sponsorship of Felix Baumgartner's space jump, which is quite interesting, as well as obviously the L'Aquila earthquake in Italy. We have an expert come in and talk to us about the sort of stuff that's going to happen with risk communication science.
Brilliant. Where will people be able to find the magazine?
So it'll be dotted around the South Kensington campus at the locations where you can usually pick up the Felix newspaper. There'll be some at the bottom of the Sherfield building and by the library cafe. We're going to try and get some out to the other departments like maths and engineering. So should be around. Please pick them up and give them a read. And as always, we're always looking for sort of new recruits, new talent to send in article ideas or get in contact with us if they want to be editors or contribute to the magazine in any way.
Excellent, thanks. And I guess they can just get in contact with, there'll be an email address in the magazine or...
Yeah, no, we've got an email address in the magazine. We've also got our website, which is iSciencemag.co.uk.
Okay.
So we have the magazine, but our website is also fantastic. Got content always coming up, including some of your podcasts, Sandy.
Yeah.
we've had videos, we've had articles, and we've got a group of dedicated bloggers on there always making contributions. So definitely check out the website as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to reading it in the new term.